Today's guests, George Dunn, as well as Sam LaTourette. Musical guests, no one. And your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun.
Oh, hello, internet people, this cold winter morning. Well, actually, I say it's a morning, but it is now in the afternoon, but it's morning for me because I woke up at noon.
Lazy. You good-for-nothing plebeian.
I fell asleep at 7 a.m., so...
That's not good.
No, it wasn't. I was out with comedians partying. And, well, by partying, I mean we're just sitting around.
You go to that Gatsby party?
Yeah, I did.
You were there?
I was there.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get an invite. I just showed up.
Oh.
And they're like, your car is fancy enough.
You can, is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
1920s car?
I had one of those.
Bright yellow. Is like,
yeah, bright yellow, like a banana yellow.
There you go. It has a
pulled
tire
up,
on the
and they're
back.
Like, this is fine. This is perfectly fine. Oh, man, I feel really out of loop, though. I had to get up real early and clean the replica apartment that we had built inside the sub. Yeah, I had to clean the entire thing because we're having guests on the sub later.
Oh. Huh?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk. They're circus performers.
You just talked about them.
Yeah, I figured
you're not even following your own rules.
No, I don't. No rules, bro. No rules.
This is no rules sub.
But welcome to episode 24. After an unfortunate mishap.
In honor of Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
And that terrible new show.
Yeah, is he in the new show?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. Good for him for avoiding that.
Designated survivor movie.
There's
show.
So much to say about 24.
Oh, who is this?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hello. I joined the sub. I swam down. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Did you actually swim down?
Is this the submarine from that Fast and the Furious trailer, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, cool. It's the same one.
Yeah, that's how we make money. We lend out our sub to various movies.
I'm just doing a Fast and the Furious tour right now. So.
You're doing tour?
Yes.
So you're visiting all the locations?
I'm going to LA, Brazil.
Are you going to jump out of a building with a car and then go to another building? Is
Dubai,
that what
happened? Yeah, that's the Fast and Furious Dubai experience. It's a ride.
Oh, really?
You smash a car, you drive it from one skyscraper into another.
It's a lot of property damage to a poverty-stricken country.
Yeah, yeah. It's very fun, though.
But it's probably really fun.
It's so much fun. And The Rock just stands there and sweats.
I would pay money just for that.
Oh, right.
Trust me.
Those voices you hear, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. Well, just gentlemen. Fuck you, ladies.
Whoa.
That's terrible.
That's not a good message.
Ladies and gentlemen, the voices you hear are of George Dunn, our guest, and Sam LaTourette.
Hello.
Is that a French name?
It is a French name.
Oh. I think we mentioned this before.
Speak some French for us, please.
I can't speak French at all.
Well, then.
Je m'appelle Georges. No one asked me about French.
There you go. George
I took French for a year.
So I took French for a long time.
Really?
And yet, you know,
I know
probably
I know,
as much
like,
as I do.
I know pineapple, pamplemousse.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
Go.
Fromage.
Yeah. Fromage. Everyone who watched Dexter's Laboratory
knows that one.
Even though I learned that that's not the way you say it. Some French person was all up in arms about,
oh, really?
That is not how you say it.
They were up in
Dexter.
Arms. They had weapons.
Just pitchforks.
Yes, they had pitchforks.
I will kill people.
I will murder the writers.
I will murder everyone.
Who were the writers of Dexter's Laboratory? Let's name them.
It was just Dexter.
It was
Doug.
He wrote his own show.
No, the serial killer Dexter.
I knew that.
That
makes sense. Not really, but it does.
Even though they're in completely different timelines, Dexter the murderer, a fictional character in his own right.
Right.
Yeah,
that's how he became a scientist.
Oh,
a blood scientist.
Yeah.
See, George, why don't I have you all the time to explain these things that I don't understand?
I can Asperger the shit out of any television show or movie you love.
Nice.
All right, original X-Men, the TV show from the 90s. Tell me who played.
Well, I actually know that was never a thing for me. I never liked the X-Men. Like, of all the shit that I love, It's the X-Men just kind of passed me by.
Did you watch the 2000s one where the X-Men Evolutions?
I liked that one.
That was a Saturday morning thing.
I was more
Spike
of a Spider-Man.
Was a cool guy. Mm. Spider-Man was cool. Was there a show?
There's a 96 reboot? Version. And then there was that shitty, that one after the Tobey Maguire movie on MTV.
Oh,
that was like 3D animated. It was
Bad.
Damn. You can't make a 3D animated show high production
2005.
Well, yeah, that alone. But I mean, if you just look at the basic materials, everything was in like Jimmy Neutron. Yeah. Like it worked for that because it was a goofy cartoon. Everyone's heads were weirdly shaped.
Yeah,
but you can't make a show that has to be released half hour. What is it? Every day of the week or just once a week? I don't know. Regardless,
how does
there's no time. There's no time to make a 3D animated show like that.
There's just no time for cartoons anymore.
Guys. There's no. Sometimes I get up and I just, in the middle of the night,
you get up
and
in I arms.
Weep. I get up in arms and then I weep into my firearms over how I can't watch cartoons anymore.
Yeah. I think about how much work gets put into a half an hour or even a 15 minute cartoon. And I'm just like, I just sat on the couch for 4 hours playing Skyrim today. I haven't done anything. And they spent 6 months making one
half
episode.
An hour show. Yeah. Right. Man,
right.
Crazy.
Like,
I do love Skyrim though.
So. Oh, yeah, so me too.
Skyrim's good, yeah. Counterpoint, Skyrim is
to be
fine.
Fair, Skyrim's great.
You can be a vampire in it.
That's
pretty
true.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you can be a vampire in all of them.
Fuck
though.
All productive work.
I just want to be
a
vampire.
Drink a
scuba
and go to bed.
Drink a scuba.
Sam, you want to be a vampire?
Yeah, in real life.
Your life goal is to just find a vampire and be like, hey, can you please bite me?
There's a really weak vampire anyway.
That's true.
Why don't you just like bleed everywhere and like attract them? They're like sharks,
right?
Yeah.
Does that work?
I don't know.
It's like a thing. That's like a thing in the lore, I guess.
If I cut myself, vampires will show up.
I was going to say, you don't know much about vampires for one that wants to be one.
I haven't looked into it that much.
On the surface level, being a vampire sounds
spectacular. It sounds awesome.
It sounds great.
There's no...
What are the downsides?
None. There's
one.
I can't think of a single downside.
You're pretty pale.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm already pretty pale.
Paleness is a virtue in a lot of countries.
Yes.
The more pale you are, the more beautiful you are, according to some people. Like in Indonesia.
In like the 1800s, that was definitely true.
Absolutely. Or feudal Japan.
Okay.
Or they only want your face to be pale.
Vampires are real big in feudal Japan.
Oh, absolutely. So is apparently that's where the final resting place of 109-year-old Jesus was.
Oh, I knew it.
There was like a Japanese church that was claiming this is the final resting place of old man Jesus. Like
how
he lived to be
like old man Logan.
Years old.
he's just like, I can't die and I've tried so hard.
Right.
I've been nailed to wood. I went to Japan.
Yeah. And they didn't immediately murder me.
He faked his own death and then just moved to Japan.
I don't know. Maybe.
I got to protect a kid.
Apparently it's like an actual like tourist attraction for Japanese Christians.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't read.
Isn't that what the
much.
New Scorsese movie's about? I'm pretty sure that's what it's
oh,
about.
Oh, sure. I'm
I feel
confident.
Like it is. See, I'm aspergering up this thing again. So I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were just doing a bit.
No,
so
it's actually,
go along with
it comes out next month. Next
what's,
week.
Really? What's the movie called?
I can't remember. It's got Andrew Garfield in it, though.
Oh, Andrew Garfield.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the
name. My favorite rendition of Andrew Garfield is him on BoJack Horseman.
Yeah.
Where he's just voiced by a posh version of Paul F.
Halloween
Tompkins.
Halloween? In January?
In January? And that's just Paul F. Tompkins doing him. It's amazing.
I love that he loves lasagna and hates Mondays. Oh, it's so good.
He's also one of the only human characters that they tried to like give weird features on purpose. Everyone else just has like
He also postures. He like pulls his hair back.
Right.
Looks a lot like you, George.
Thank you.
Aww.
You're welcome. Sam and George are both stand-up comedians of the Northeast Ohio area. We keep getting people from that area.
I don't know why.
We need to branch out.
We really do.
I mean, we've got listeners in Australia, so we got to make it out to the Australia.
People are starting to be like, okay. Lake Erie is not that big. We can see your sub.
Right. I mean, now it's frozen, parts of it.
Yeah. So we have to break through the ice and there's like cars going around.
Yeah.
Us.
Like that scene in Fast and
Furious.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Can't mention it because of the royalties.
How long have you guys had this sub?
I've had the sub for 25 years.
Okay.
It was a birthright.
When was World War II? Because it was way after that.
Okay.
Yeah. It was post World War II. As most things are.
That's the benchmark. Just know it was after that point.
This is a Soviet sub, right?
Yeah,
we're probably not at liberty to say.
Okay. I mean, okay, maybe
we did steal it.
It's
from
Lithuanian.
I see a lot of scribbly words that probably are letters. And
oh,
like
that's, I was bored.
That's actually from Ray Roberts, who was here. He was stuck in the corner of the sub, and he
made up an alphabet.
He made up his own language because he ran out of reading material. He's like, "Hey, you need a book nook." And we're like, why? What's wrong? And he's like, well, I ran out of stuff to read, so I started writing my own.
Oh, yeah, he based it off Atlantean. Remember when we went to Atlantis?
Yeah, when we did go to Atlantis.
Pretty boring.
Man.
Did you see Michael J. Fox down there?
We didn't see Michael. Wait, is Michael J. Fox an Atlantean?
I think, didn't he voice?
Atlantis, the cartoon movie.
Yeah, he voiced.
Oh, he was in that movie. He voiced Milo.
He voiced Milo.
That's a good movie.
He was there, just so you know.
Oh, cool.
But he was like, don't talk about it.
You saw him there?
Yeah, he was the only guy who didn't have an arm coming out of his armpit.
Everyone else had
arms coming out of their arm.
This is something we discussed.
I heard he moves so fast because he keeps shaking that the water just doesn't form around him.
It creates like a bubble of air.
Yeah, right, he's like the Flash, where he's shaking so much that he's immaterial.
Is this mean-spirited? I don't know.
No.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's an homage.
I think we're talking about how he has superpowers.
I don't know if he's dead or anything, but...
It's an homage.
He can't stand up on his own anymore, but it's an homage.
Rest in peace, Michael J. Fox.
This is terrible. I don't like
that. Watch, now he's going to die tomorrow.
Yeah.
No. Then we're going to feel bad.
Then you're going to feel bad?
I don't feel bad yet.
I think 2016 is killing off a bunch of people because time forgot to kill these people a while back.
Okay.
So they're just, oh shit, since 2016 is the last year ever.
2016 is...
So we're all going to die on New Year's Eve, that's what I'm saying.
One of the stranger years that I've ever seen, but I'm young,
Well, there's been a lot of weird stuff that's happened this year.
I mean, there's been Stranger Things.
Oh, get out of here.
George is going to be murdered after the show, everyone. Yeah. We're going to take a break. No, we're not. George, how long have you been doing stand-up?
3 years next month.
3 years next month.
Nice.
I saw you won an award recently. It was that one guy that was giving out, like, local...
John. Yeah,
I don't know him, but that was a fun list to read.
He used to live in Kent for a while. He's from Pittsburgh, I believe. But yeah, he moved to LA like last year.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know what that was about. I think that was just him.
What was the award?
It was comics who should stop giving me excuses and move out to LA or something like that.
So it was just a big list of people he knew. It was probably some drunken tirade that he's just like, I'm going to talk about my friends that I miss.
Pretty much. I love John. He's the best.
Is he alone out there or is he?
Well, Yusuf's out there now, but he's been out there for a while.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I crashed on his couch last year for a little bit. But,
oh, sweet. So you've made it out to California before?
Just for a weekend. But yeah.
Same.
Does the sun always shine there? It's beautiful?
It's very nice.
It is nice.
I was very disappointed I couldn't go in the ocean because it was cold. That was like my only thing I wanted to do.
Oh.
That's how it was for us. Even it was in June, and we went to the beach at like 8 a.m., and it was freezing. We're like, what is going on? But there were still people surfing and everything. I was like, ugh.
Wetsuits, though.
I would not be able to do that. I don't think I'd be able to surf in general. I think I have no balance.
Yeah, you probably have to practice doing that before you can
maybe.
Do it.
Look, I'm a natural.
How about you,
Sam? How long have you been doing stand-up?
Pretty much the same amount of time, about 3 years.
You guys are essentially twins, so it makes sense.
Please don't insult me like that.
Well, I think that was like the first time I met George would have been at probably Jenna's.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you did that thing where you kept sitting down all the time.
Right.
Indian style. Like, really, why is this like little hippie kid, like your long ass hair, just sitting down all the time thinking he's like better than everybody else?
Right. And I was
like,
much worse.
You're at a hookah bar.
Oh, man.
Talking to 15 year olds.
I wish I could have seen this. This sounds glorious.
You guys missed Jenna's. Jenna's was great.
Jenna's was so much fun.
It was a fucking nightmare.
It was so awful, but it was the best.
Yeah.
So would you sit down on stage?
I would.
You would. Let me talk to you guys for a second.
Yeah. That's,
but
that's
it was always. It wasn't even like jokes. You were just like, trying to get sober. It's so hard.
Oh no. It's like, did anyone tell him this isn't the NA?
Right.
is an open mic.
It's not slam poetry.
It's the same. Yeah.
Button poetry.
There's a few of those around here, the Cuyahoga Falls area.
There is?
Not here in the middle of the ocean where we are on a nuclear
obviously.
Sub. Right.
There's a few around on the
ocean. There's a few poetry microphones.
Really?
In the Cuyahoga Falls area.
Floating around.
I would never go to one.
No, never. That sounds awful.
That sounds like the worst thing.
My ex-girlfriend started the poetry club at her college, and I had to go to one of their little they're little shows and little so demeaning.
What are their when they're little shows. When they had little kids tap dancing before as the pre-show.
It was so weird though. It's like some of them were really good and like poignant, but like the rest of it was just like, who is God?
Oh no.
God. I'm like, God damn it. Stop.
Keep going. I want to know how that ends.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all it was.
We need to know the answer.
Don't ask that question without an answer.
I agree. Have you guys ever, well, besides that one, have you ever, Sam, you ever been to a poetry slam open mic?
I don't think so. No, I did go to one once in Cleveland Heights at the bar underneath the grog shop. They have one. I think they still have it on Thursday nights.
Did you snap your fingers?
No, I was really, really drunk.
Is that the bar with like the ping pong?
Yeah.
Or not the ping pong. The
pinball.
Pinball machine.
It used to be what like 16-bit was. They had you like old arcade stuff. And right. Then no one, it was just disruptive and no one ever went down there
right.
for it. So.
Right.
Two occasions I was taken there when it was described to me as like, it's like 16-bit. There's mm-hmm. machines everywhere. And we get there and it's empty. And then about a month later, someone again told me, yeah, let's go to this bar underneath the grog shop. I was like, I don't think you know that it's all gone. They're mm-hmm. like, what are you talking about? Of course not. And I was like, maybe it's a different bar. I get there and they're like, what happened? Well, now they have like a dance floor and stuff.
Yeah, it seems pretty unnecessary to even have that place anymore. No one really goes down there.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just go there to drink. It's like, go somewhere cheaper. Like, there's a lot.
Oh, there. I always thought that was like the cheapest place on that street.
I mean, yeah, sort of, I guess. But like, I mean, the Wine Cave's cool. They show old horror movies.
That is a cool place.
I love that place.
That place is really cool. You should go there. The Wine Cave. It's all
a cave.
A cave.
It is a cave.
You walk in, and you walk in, and it's basically, I'll give you an example. Hey,
there's a lot of bats.
Hey, there's, how do we get to the bar? Hold on.
There's no seats.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of,
are we sitting?
Hey, are you the bartender?
No.
Oh.
I live here in the cave.
Do you
live here in the cave?
Do you sell?
Yeah, we heard there's wine here.
There is this type of wine.
What kind? Is it French?
It can be.
I don't
like
this.
It can be French. Well, I think we should stick around.
I don't think I'm
going to
pay.
Out. Do you guys have hors d'oeuvres?
No.
No? What do you guys have? Because we heard this place is great.
We have olives.
You have olives.
I like olives.
We'll take some olives. Yeah, we'll get a plate of olives.
But they have pits.
Why would you do that?
I've actually never eaten an olive.
You never had an olive before. What are you talking about?
I feel like you should be the person.
I collect them.
Like
just
nuts.
Just a collector.
Oh, who's this? Is this the manager?
Oh, yeah, I'm the manager. Welcome to the Wine Cave.
Oh, we were just asking, is this your employee here? We didn't get his name.
I had never gotten his name either, actually.
You've never gotten to, I mean, I'll leave that to you.
Do you validate parking?
No, we don't.
What? Oh.
Okay, I mean, we'll stick around anyway.
You don't need to validate parking. There's plenty of street parking on the streets.
He's actually right. There
That's
was,
the
we
correct
didn't even have to
statement.
Pay.
Okay.
Yeah, we got here at 9, and they don't charge after 8.
Oh,
so
right.
Yeah,
okay. You guys will be
thank
fine.
You for that useful information.
Yeah, we're in good shape. Yeah, I mean, this guy's really helpful.
What are you guys doing after this?
We're here right now.
I'm probably going to bed in my car. I live out of my car. I don't do well.
Oh. I'm probably going to bed in his car.
Yeah, we'll probably be sleeping together in the car.
I think a few of us are going back to my olive ranch.
You have an olive ranch?
Inside this cave?
No.
Like the dressing?
I do sort of live here.
Sort of live here?
I live here in the sense that I'm here all the time.
Oh.
I just like the atmosphere.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, like the Billy Joel song.
You got to be a little crazy to work here. That sort of thing, right? Oh, I see all of the signs are on the walls.
I don't know why you're making fun of me.
We're not.
We're not.
We're just banter.
I'm very sensitive.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There's a reason I live in this cave.
Is it sensitive to light? Is that why?
Well, yes.
Oh, then, okay.
But
you're also mentally sensitive.
Yes, I have. I've been to therapy a few times. Oh. It's.
Do you know Gollum?
So, yeah.
Gollum?
Do you know him?
From the Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, he lives in a cave too. I thought you
the fictional
know.
Character, Gollum.
Do you just think that everybody who lives in a cave knows each other?
I would assume.
Yeah, it's really insensitive,
that
Johnny.
That is very prejudiced of you.
Against cave people?
You do know it's 2016.
It's a little presumptive,
right.
Yeah.
Just because of the year? That means,
why would you assume? Do not assume my
cave.
Just because this cave is in the south doesn't mean you have to be like so insensitive, dude.
It's so hot down here because it's the south.
But caves are cold.
Not
comparatively to a cave in, say, I don't know, Northeast Ohio.
So
it's a very specific place. We know some people from there.
It's a very beautiful place.
What? The caves in Northeast Ohio?
I know a lot of people in caves in Northeast Ohio.
Wait, so you do know people in caves?
Yeah, you do know
what's going on.
But we don't know all of each other.
Oh, you just
know. You know most of them?
That's like saying I go to a gay bar and I just know every person there.
But you know most of them.
Sometimes people do.
But I know the bartender because we've had sex.
Oh.
Oh, and his name's Martin.
Is this a real...
Martin Sex?
Martin Sex. Martin Sex. Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Please don't.
I didn't mean to laugh at that.
Years of therapy are going down the toilet right now.
Look,
there's
nameless
no toilets
guy.
In here.
Look, nameless guy, I want to talk to your manager again.
Yeah, right. Could we get you
Oh, he's
a,
right here.
Can we get you guys a drink or
Yeah, I would love to get a drink.
Do you have any, dew that's come from stalactites?
Oh, no. The only dew we carry is mountain.
Oh!
It's quite good.
I'll have one glass of Mountain.
Try it with a
Code
Red. One
glass of Mountain.
And then I'm going to get a Red.
And a Red, too.
Yeah,
I'll have the
Just
Baja
bring the whole
Blast.
Bottle.
Do you have a Baja Blast?
We do have a Baja Blast.
Nice. Okay, yeah.
I didn't even think of that. I would have waited if
you
I knew.
Should have waited.
Yeah, I should have waited.
I'll have my regular bread with some olive oil.
Does your employee normally eat on the job?
He does. That's kind of how I pay
You're
him.
Not an employee? Wait a minute. Hang on. He thinks that you're hired here. This is insane. I'm losing my appetite for some wine and dew.
I don't even understand this place.
I mean, I showed up one day and he was already here. And I.
Do you have any other employees?
No.
You have no other employees. It's just you.
It's just
Isn't
me.
Isn't that the same premise as High Fidelity?
I think it is.
Why do they call
Why
it the wine
cave? Why are you high fidelity?
You know what this is?
Please do not exploit my labor.
It's a new beta band. You can't hear it.
But yeah, I showed up one day. He was already here, and he seemed like he was in dire straits, so I just let him...
That's a good band.
Dire Straits, yeah. Money for Nothing.
Love it.
Great band.
They're really good. I saw them live once.
Did you? Did they perform in a cave?
Yeah, did they perform in a cave?
5. What a spectacular
show.
The
Hard Rock Roxino. It was wonderful. I spent $45 on a ticket.
$45. Is that in a cave?
No, the Hard Rock is outside of a cave. How did
we
you...
We have a series of tunnels.
Oh, do you? A series.
Yes. Wait, it's almost like Mole Men.
So what
Chud.
You're saying is you're connected to all of their caves, so my earlier statement wasn't really that off.
That's like saying you walk by someone on the street and you just know them.
Why, he has a good why, point.
Cave tunnel.
I don't like you. You're very mean to me.
You're very, you're extremely mean.
It's a cave tunnel. You
I hope nothing bad
to
comes to you, Johnny. I'm not going to stop it if it.
I'm getting out of this cave.
You're leaving.
I can't make any promises.
I don't trust caves anymore.
I've already sent a parcel through my
All right, bye, Johnny.
My rat.
Okay, I'm getting out of here. Oh.
Well, I guess it's just us three. Well, he's going to get some bread with olive oil. I'm just going to have my drinks.
This is daily rations.
Oh, it's his daily rations.
That's what I pay him in.
Well, you know what? I think I might just head out, too. I don't think...
You sure you don't want any olive oil?
I'm sure I don't want any olive oil, but thank you. I really appreciate it.
Hey, are you coming to that car?
Yeah, I'm coming back. Why? All right, I'm coming.
Please don't yell.
All right, I'll see you guys later, I guess.
Can I get more olive oil?
Of course.
Thank you.
And scene.
God.
Well, that was pretty spectacular, guys. We did it.
I'm going to believe that there are tunnels now.
Right? There might be.
There has to be.
How can there not be?
How could there not be?
Have you seen Chud?
Yes. Have you seen?
I haven't seen
have
Chud.
Have you seen
Scott Atkins?
Chud 2. Bud the Chud?
The sequel? No, I have not seen Chud.
Really
is that a real thing?
Yes, it is.
Bud the Chud. Is it where they infiltrate and become a Chud and then they're like, what about?
Yeah, it's like it's the avatar happen. Of the Chud franchise.
Pretty much. It
I fucking do it. The Pocahontas of the Chud.
He becomes one of the Chud and he becomes their leader.
Oh, hang on. Okay, I'm being told that the carrier pigeons have arrived.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's time for our segment, Questions from Lauren Michaels. All right. Everyone knows how this is played. Lauren Michaels, every week, sends us questions for us to ask our guests. And so we just relay them. And then what do we have here?
What do we have today?
Excuse me. Here we go. What's the worst thing you've ever smelled?
Ooh.
Genuine question, Lauren.
That's a tough one. What's the worst thing I've ever...
We also send these tapes to Lauren as your audition tapes. Oh, so great, make sure it's good.
Great. I've been looking for a way to get in.
Oh, good.
This is the way.
The worst thing I've ever smelled.
Should have Mark Maron on here.
Right.
He's been really hounding.
He's been hounding Lauren Michaels.
He's been really needing to get on there.
Yeah. Now the well, that's funny because the worst thing I've ever smelled was actually Mark Maron.
Wow, there you go.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Mark Maron, he does need some more exposure. Like, he's really kind of under the radar.
I don't think no one's ever really heard of him.
No one's really heard of him.
He's only had, like, the president on his show.
Yeah. Who? Which one?
Which president?
Eisenhower.
There's so many.
He had Eisenhower on his show?
Yeah.
See, Eisenhower wasn't the...
He's, like, the uncool president.
Yeah. See, I like Ike, but I wouldn't listen to that show.
I like Ike, but I don't love him.
You don't? I like Ike, but I don't love him.
Anyone but Ike.
When did you meet Mark Maron, Sam?
I was on the show.
You were on his show?
I was the president that was on the show.
Oh, my. Wait a minute. Hang on.
The president of the wine cave?
Right.
Sam, when were you elected
Eisenhower?
President?
When was I elected president? I've been president for like the last 40 years.
What the fuck?
Wait, who are all these other people?
What other people?
This is amazing. That means this show is going to blow up. We have the president on.
Yeah, I've been president for about 40 years, guys.
I have some questions then.
Okay.
Like why gay marriage took so long to be legalized.
Because I'm not a big fan of gay people.
Oh, my God.
Fair enough.
I get it.
Fair enough, yeah.
But then why do it at all?
I got overpowered. I mean, you know, I'm just one man.
That's true.
Apparently.
The public opinion did turn.
It changed at some point.
So you're kind of a placeholder where you just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, do you go with
basically,
the flow?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Do you like adapt your opinions over time or just kind
of? I try to, you know, I'm a man of the people. I have been for 40 years.
I suppose so. How did you get away with this? I feel like we would have known.
Right.
I do remember that election, though. The baby president thing was a big deal.
Yeah, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, elect that baby.
Right. Elect that baby. Yeah.
I remember that.
He was adorable. He kept going.
And it was like, oh, my God. How presidential.
I was
what everyone was saying.
I was that baby.
Everyone's like, what are you going to do about the tax hikes? And then he pooped.
Yeah.
Extremely charismatic baby.
Exactly.
I mean, we can't. Put it past. Well, welcome to the show, Mr. President. This is amazing. I'm so excited for this. What about you, George? What was the worst thing you ever smelled?
Well, I did just drive Sam here with some pork jerky in the car.
That's true.
Oh, God.
That was pretty bad.
You guys stopped to get gas
cigarettes and pork jerky.
Cigarettes and pork jerky.
All right.
This is also, coincidentally, the title of my new album.
Oh, yeah.
Cigarettes and pork jerky. Out from Pork Records.
Is
that going to be a comedy album? Or is that going to be...
No, it's all spoken words.
I see.
Yodeling?
I'm a big fan of Henry Rollins.
Just as spoken.
I'm just going to... It's mostly me just blaming suicide victims for an hour and a half.
Jeez! That sounds amazing.
That's really all I listen to anymore, so this is right up my alley.
They're weak. They're weak.
I don't want to go to that alley.
What they need to do is work out more.
That's exactly what we need to do. Henry Rollins and George Dunn, just two peas in a pod when it comes to blaming the right people.
Yes. I say what needs to be said.
What a high calling.
Oh, my God. It looks like we've got one more question from Lauren
here. Oh, is that right?
Let's grab that.
Oh, you killed the pigeon. Okay.
Well, I have to.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I eat them every week.
Oh, that's why. Can I touch your hair? Man, we played this the right episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. No, you can't.
Okay, good. And
so touch whatever you like.
I don't want to. Okay.
I do. Come here, George.
Which kind of hair? Top or bottom?
Bottom?
Middle.
Do you want the soft or the rough?
I want the middle.
I want
middle
the Brillo pad hair.
Oh, yeah,
the Brillo pad.
My pits are all sweaty right now, so you can help have it.
Juicy.
They're moist.
We'll comb those. Well, I'll touch them.
Ooh.
Wow, these are moist.
Yeah.
These are extremely
moist.
This
is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I wonder what it sounds
really
like.
Really saturated.
What does it sound like? Okay.
See, I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna wipe it on my body because I'm a little dehydrated.
Oh, what's
up? A little dry.
It's a good lotion. It's a good moisturizer.
It's a good moisturizer. Not a lot of people know this, but you do sell your sweat, your armpit sweat.
Yeah,
as,
I just wring it out, put it in a.
How do you wring it out necessarily?
It's your main
income. Like a towel. You see my armpit hair. It's
They're
like
very long.
It's down to the thick. Floor.
He gets one of those sham wows because like it absorbs so much.
It's like
much.
That Manos Hands of Fate cloth. That turb, and just goes, you stretch your arms out and just drops to the floor.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, and you hook yourself up to like a machine for that, right? Mm-hmm. Like a cow.
Milking, like making a cow.
Yeah, it's like
I basically just, I put out my Jesus arms.
Yep.
Yeah. And I just tie myself down and I just let it happen.
He calls him Jesus arms because he's super ripped, guys.
Oh, right. My God. He's,
right. You should see his Jesus abs. He's got a shirt on right now, but.
You can cut challah bread on it.
Wow. You can cut.
Hey, guys, what's the best kind of bread Jesus. To get a girl to like you?
Pumpernickel.
Rye.
Challah bread.
Challah bread.
It was right there.
It was right there. I can't believe I didn't get it. Right in front of us.
I thought it was pumpernickel for sure.
No, that's to get Barney to like
you. That's not a bad thing.
I'm glad Sam's said rye, because that was going to be my answer, because I like a nice Jewish bread.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I like my bread to be nice and Jewish.
Nice and... Why don't you like unleavened?
What?
Unleavened bread.
What's unleavened bread?
That's where it doesn't rise. Flat, like
matzah. Yeah. I have had that. I have definitely had that.
Well, you didn't know what it was.
Well, I didn't know what it was called.
I like my bread like I like my Savior's unrisen.
Hang on. Which Savior isn't risen? They died and they were just dead?
I just want them all to die.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand.
You want them to die and never come back.
They die for our sins. They don't have to come back. Yeah. They don't need to be a sequel.
I don't need to be reminded, asshole. Like,
he
I get it.
Sequels. He hates sequels.
Yeah, when you come back in the second one and the guy's back, it's like... completely negates the sacrifice.
Kind
of at the
it's
end
kind
of, the
of annoying, isn't it? Yeah. It's like, it completely takes away from the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I completely agree, George. And with that, we go to a break. Actually, we will be back in a few moments with more Sam, George, and us in a few moments.
Woo. Hey, what's going on? Don't mind the mess. It's just I got some stuff I need to work out before I get business going again. You know, typical sort of things going on. I got some shoes here. You need some shoes. Yeah, these will fit you real nice, snug. Get your foot in there. And you know, maybe you can get 2 feet into one. Yeah, that'll fit you real good. Only $10. What if you need a? Do you need a lamp? What about this lamp? This lamp's real good. I mean, you stack it up high. You look. It's almost as tall as you. Yeah, that's not too bad. Not too bad at all. If you grab the shoes and the lamp, you can make them wear each other. It'll be real funny. Yeah, good gag. You can put that on stage. You know? Oh, you're a performer? I figured so. You look like it. $10. $10, $15. That'll do. You know? Or you can just give me the name to a good plumber. That's a joke. I need the money. But you know, I got a lot of other stuff over here. I got some cables. Got some cables. Strip these down. You can choke a whore. That'd be real good for you, right? Got some books here. I got the Holy Quran. You know, praise Allah. These are all things that you regular people, you know, you might need. Let me grab some of these things over here. I got just the thing. Don't go anywhere. No. Hey, come back, please, God. No. Dana, why would you leave? You bitch, you took the cats. The cats were all I cared about. You were nothing to me. You never meant anything. Your family, they're a bunch of gypsy whores. I never want to see you again. Where's that knife? Where's my last?
Archer, where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase letter.
This is amazing.
It's so good.
Oh my God. R2D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
The full album.
Jesus Christ. They're when was that released?
Like 84.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It was when Anthony Daniels needed money very desperately. Yeah. He's the only one on the album.
Really?
No one else would show up for it. He's the only one who does everything.
That's like, awesome.
Anything.
Oh man.
Yeah, he was.
That's great.
Did that. He was in the Christmas special too.
Yeah.
Was, holiday. The
but everybody was in
special.
That. Was
oh, they were?
Because contractually they had to be.
Oh, God.
What did they call? They didn't call Christmas Life Christmas. Life Day.
Life Day. Life Day.
I watched about 20 minutes of that.
It is so hard to get through.
I couldn't.
But it's
do
worth it.
It
once Bea Arthur gets there because she does not give a shit whatsoever. And she's just standing there singing. And it's in the cantina. It's like, oh, my God. She hates it so much. It's
oh,
great.
Oh, man. I couldn't stand it. I thought it would just be fun to like watch it and lampoon it. Oh man, I couldn't do it. It was so cringy.
It's hard.
It's like watching
the first 20 minutes is just Wookiees growling.
Yeah, and it,
there's no subtitles.
There's
or
no
nothing.
I thought it was just the one I saw. I was like, "There's no subtitles. What did that? What kind of bootleg thing did I see?" Like, no, that's just how it is. I'm like, "What the fuck is happening?"
And then Chewbacca's grandpa, just like his name is Lumpy.
Is that canon?
Yes, it is.
What?
That whole family is technically canon.
Oh my God.
I fucking love it.
That's awesome.
They should have wrapped that into Rogue One. No, they shouldn't have. Welcome back to the Unbelievables, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I am so tired and unprepared for this episode. But my guests here are redeeming us. Sam LaTourette from Francois. Mm-hmm.
And Francois is
from
just Francois, French.
I know, from French. That's exactly where he's from.
His father's name is Francois. Yeah,
that is where I'm from.
He is from Francois.
Balsack.
And George Dunn. What's the origin of your last name, George?
I'm Irish.
I'm Irish.
Like John Dunn?
I don't know who that is.
The famous...
Murderer.
Poet. Murderer.
I mean, that's kind of my family. They're murderers and poets of sorts.
That's pretty cool.
That's going to be your second album. Murderers George Dunn, and Murderers and Poets.
Murderers of Conversations and Poets of Sadness.
Oh, I like it.
See, that's poetic in itself.
It is.
Nice.
And then he's going to kill it on that album.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it in full circle.
Yeah, that was full circle.
Just a straight up human sacrifice on stage.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. What generation Irish are you?
What do you mean?
Oh, they moved here a long, long time ago.
My grandma and grandpa were from Ireland.
Oh, that's really close.
Yeah, because my grandpa made the decision to, because he was a semi-pro Irish football player.
Hmm.
And he made the decision to try and go pro in America for Irish football. So that's why he died of cancer getting asbestos in his lungs.
No. Oh, God.
Oh,
wait,
Jesus.
What is Irish football?
I think it's kind of a half-assed rugby.
Golf.
I'm not really sure. Like I've watched it being played so many times, but I never understood it.
Okay.
See, at first I thought you were just saying soccer.
Right.
No,
that's what I thought.
No, it's like a whole thing. I don't.
Interesting.
Like, it's a really dumb game.
But
don't say that.
Because rugby is so big now. Well, it's on the rise. You'd think that Ireland would just be like, well, we'll just do regular rugby.
Yeah, I think
so
it's just
we can
like
make money.
Like a nerfed rugby. Because it doesn't seem like people really get all that hurt playing it.
Okay.
Unless they're just out of shape and they pull a hammy.
A hammy?
Yeah.
I have this. This isn't funny. This is serious. but I'll mention it anyway. I feel like rugby is like the equivalent of bare knuckle boxing. Like boxing nowadays, there's a concern in the fighting community that like since everyone wraps up their wrists and then puts these padded gloves on, that they're basically making their fists like hammers,
mm-hmm.
and they're smashing each other in the face. And they're like, well, if it was bare knuckle, they wouldn't be able to hit each other as hard, so there'd be less brain trauma and stuff. I feel the same way with rugby and American football. Since everyone's padded up,
yeah,
everyone's like, well, I can go and
go
smash
harder.
This guy like a truck,
yeah. Right?
And then I'm like, I'm gonna break my goddamn neck.
See, I don't know that much about rugby. I don't know what like concussion rates in rugby are compared to football.
There's very strict rules for like head
mm-hmm.
contact. Like you right. can only like they only tackle legs with
yeah.
shoulders. So I mean, yeah, I don't know. I know a guy that's the coach of the women's national team. So
whoa,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Jeff. Jeff Horton. We know him.
Oh, me and Johnny I know Jeff Horton.
Yeah, he used to came in.
Is he a friend of the show?
Friend of the show, ever. Jeff Horton. Yeah.
He has a brother named Tim.
Oh, he makes right. great coffee.
He does, yeah.
Great Canadian coffee.
We determined on a previous show that walking into a Tim Hortons is essentially, they're like Canadian embassies. Okay. Like, so it's
Canadian
like,
embassy?
Yeah, yeah, a Tim Hortons.
There's one in Toledo. And
yeah, yeah. So they buy the land.
Very important land of Toledo.
And it's Canadian land. So it's like, I think that was Tabitha that mentioned that. Yeah, like, in is. Toledo.
You can go in there and exchange your money.
There is an exchange the second you walk in the door.
It's right. it's like getting tokens at Chuck E. Cheese's. You just put your money in, and then it's
exactly. How many times have you gone to Chuck E. Cheese?
Too many times.
Really?
So, I don't know.
Why aren't you going there more?
Right. There was never a Chuck E. Cheese where I grew up.
You know that they have animatronics now.
They always did.
They always did, didn't they?
I just figured that out, though.
That was like the
Did
thing
you think
for
they
Chuck
were real?
I've never been to Chuck E. Cheese's.
Oh, really?
Chuck E. Cheese's? Is that what you said?
It's a person.
Chuck E. Cheese's?
Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. And Jesus. Then it's his place.
He's my favorite comic.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like a that guy, Shucky Ducky.
Shucky Ducky.
Shucky Green.
Is that it?
I think that's what you're talking about.
I'm mixing up with that Saturday Night Live. Slappy duck. Pappy Wang Wang.
Oh, yeah.
The Kings of Catchphrase Comedy.
Wait, so one of these characters that you mentioned is a real person.
Yeah. Shucky Green.
Shucky Green, that's it. Like yeah, he's a real guy. Yeah, and he would say, like, Shucky Ducky or something like that, right?
Yeah, he had some weird catchphrase.
Yeah. Yeah.
What era is this
the
dude
80s,
from?
Obviously.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
80s, insane.
Maybe 90s.
I was dead then.
Okay.
It's true.
You were just a little boy in a ball sack.
Just a little dead man.
I was dead then, yeah.
Oh, boy. I do have a segment that I want to move on to with this show. And that show, you know, you guys think you know each other pretty well. But yeah. We're going to find out. We're going to play a little game of Outdo Me. All right. Outdo Me is very simple. You two are going to be pitted in verbal combat, in which one of you will say something, anything, a noun, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then the other person will beat it by just outdoing the previous thing. So we'll do a round, me and Johnny. We'll
do
it real quick.
Do I have to go up against the roast champion?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. All right, so we will go back and forth, and you guys judge each time we go to see who wins.
We'll just do a couple, though.
Okay.
So we can get to them.
Okay, I'll start with flag.
Ooh, Christmas tree.
That is better.
That's pretty good. Glass ornament.
Ooh. Diamond watch.
Diamond watches are more expensive.
They are. Yeah. That's true. That's
but
true.
Are they better? Yes, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Much more function.
Golden sundial.
Ooh.
Ooh. Old school vintage.
The city of Pompeii.
Ooh, wow, so rare.
This only one. And I destroyed it. Sidebar. I destroyed Pompeii.
Oh, really?
On accident. That was
me. I think sundials have more use.
Pompeii. Let's go
with. You can find a lot of them in
right,
Pompeii.
There's probably multiple sundials.
There's probably a few.
I'm going to go with Shambhala.
Shambhala. Oh, no. The Hindu otherworld. Can I beat Shambhala? Yeah. Or is that Shangri-La? That's Shangri-La.
Shambhala.
Yeah. Oh, I lose
you
because
lose.
I couldn't even understand
about?
What you were talking about. What is Shambhala?
That's like a place.
That's a place.
No, Shambhala's a religion, isn't it? The red twine that Madonna is part of.
Wait, oh, Madonna is right. Okay. First of all, Shambhala, Madonna, hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's
it's a great matchup.
It's a really shitty new age religion.
Oh, man. Well, I still won because you didn't know what I was talking about.
That's true. That is right. True. All right. So you guys get the gist. Let's get in it.
Oh, let's do this.
Let's have Sam LaTourette, the champion.
I'm going to start with Hulk Hogan.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
This is tough because Hulk Hogan is kind of cool.
Pussy.
Okay.
Damn. This is good. This is a good round.
That is better. A winning scratch-off lottery ticket.
Ooh, that's really
well.
Good.
Now I don't know. We might have to discuss this. Winning a scratch? Well, it depends on how much. What if it's like $10 million?
What if it's
$10? That's better than getting pussy. What if it's $10? Exactly. Now $10 would be better than $10 pussy, though. That's
yeah.
For sure.
Okay, so it's better.
We'll let it go.
I'll let it go.
We'll let it slide.
pussy.
You just said the same thing.
It's really good.
Right. It's right.
That wasn't, this time, we're imagining better.
That wasn't in the rules.
Oh, better.
So. Better pussy.
Two pussy.
Okay.
All right, this is actually, this is heating up. This is a good round.
Okay.
Oh, man.
How are you going to beat that?
I don't know how I'm going to beat two pussies.
God, with your dick.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Sam just served it up and fucking George spiked it in his face.
Nailed it.
Zing. Nailed it.
Christmas like Yoda.
Christmas
don't
Yoda.
Don't talk about Christmas Yoda.
That's an automatic disqualification.
This was an off-mic conversation, not to mention Christmas Yoda. And you destroyed the sanctity of that promise.
You lose.
Shame on you, Sam. You lose.
You get
shame on you. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I got nervous. I was supposed to beat two pussies.
We already established you beat two pussies with your dick.
With my dick, right.
Come on, Sam.
Right.
Oh, man. I'm going to kill both of you after this show. One for bad puns and the other because...
You mentioned...
Because you mentioned...
Mentioned the unmentionable.
Yeah. We're going to change the show to the unmentionable. It's going to be exclusively talk about undergarments.
And Christmas Yoda.
You did it again.
And you just did it.
I'm allowed to. No,
undergarments and Christmas Yoda is my third album, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just mentioned it's it again. On, so you lose. No.
Yeah, it's my... I recorded it at LVT on my iPhone.
Nice.
I put it up on iTunes. It's like $15 right now.
$50?
It's one solid file. You can't buy tracks.
It's one solid 5-minute file. It's great.
$3
Dude, you get these
What's the genre?
And the first 2 minutes are me coming up on stage with okay. someone announcing these. Technically, it's only like 3 minutes of actual content.
It's okay. Actually, you actually but get like a few seconds content. Of the previous comic and then shuffling and then the host bringing right. George on stage.
Yeah, the last 2 minutes of Spider Jones.
And then it goes 3 minutes into his set and then it just cuts off.
Oh.
It was on a timer.
And he I don't know if $15 maybe.
It's a deal. It's on sale right now.
Oh,
it's,
a sale.
It's Christmas sale. What, it's 20% off or something like that.
20% off?
Yeah.
So what's its normal price? Do a little math.
Do the math.
I don't know, $17?
That's a good album price, man.
Yeah,
I'd pay that. That's what I would pay for the new U2 album.
Jeez.
Don't talk shit about U2.
They're coming out with another album, right?
Probably. Yes. No, he got in that bike accident.
It's
$18.
$18 is
the Edge got in an accident?
No, Bono.
What?
Bono?
Bono got in a bicycle accident in New York. I really like U2.
Are you talking U2 to me?
I would.
Have you ever heard of that podcast?
Oh, of course I have. It's like my favorite podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. It's a fucking amazing podcast. I didn't know you were such a big fan of U2. Also, I didn't know that Bono played... Did you say thank you? I didn't know you were such a big fan of U2.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I am so wildly unprepared for this show. I'm just going...
Stop saying that. You're so prepared.
Yeah, we're ready.
I'm really prepared.
You're wearing a suit.
I dressed up for this show.
Thank you, sir.
But Bono doesn't play the guitar.
And
if you were a real fan,
on
you would
stage.
Know this.
He does?
Yeah.
Why don't they just hire... They're U2. They can hire a guitar
true,
player.
But it was a big blow to his ego. And as we know,
that's
all he's got.
I was going to say, he's made of ego. Like, if you... That's just taking away some of his life power.
What if he like
he's fueled by
like,
ego?
He's it's like Yu-Gi-Oh, and starts parts of him like start vanishing.
Hey, you didn't know U2's in Yu-Gi-Oh?
I knew Yu-Gi-Oh was going to be brought up at some point.
No, you didn't.
I knew
well,
it.
The new U2 album's called U2-Gi-Oh.
Mm-hmm. U2-Gi-Oh.
I'd watch it. I mean, listen
U2-Gi-Oh,
to it.
U2-Gi-Oh 5DS DMX. U2-Gi-Oh,
the blue-eyed dragon comes out.
And it's just singing in Bono's voice. Yeah, 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 yeah! Oh my god, someone needs to edit that.
Hello, I'm Bono.
I'm Bono, I'm a
Liverpool
giant dragon.
Boys from Liverpool.
Are you guys talking about me? This is my
wait.
Irish accent.
Irish?
I'm
my
Irish,
god, Bono's
I don't
here.
Know how to
yeah,
do an Irish
weird.
Accent.
You are Irish.
Oi, I'm Irish.
Oi.
I thought Bono was actually here for a moment. I was about to greet him.
I am here.
Oh my god, Bono's here. It's what an honor it is to have you, Mr. Bono.
Your
wait,
honor.
Wait, do you go by Mr. Bono as it is?
Please call me Mr. Bono.
Mr. Bono.
His I'm correct sir. Title is Your Honor.
Your Honor, Mr. Bono.
I am technically Bono. A Sir Bono, but yes.
Sir Bono.
Have you been knighted?
Yes.
I didn't know Irishmen wow. could be knighted. No, you're from Liverpool. lovable boys from Liverpool.
We are from Liverpool and Dublin.
And both.
I'm mixing you guys up with the Beatles.
I have dual citizenship.
You have dual citizenship with Ireland and England?
And America.
So and America. So triple citizenship. How did you get your American citizenship? They just gave it to you?
Actually, too. But, you know, that country's falling apart. So.
What, America?
Syria.
Oh.
You're so part of Syria.
Yes.
So when you got your Women of the Year award, is that when you got your citizenship?
It
was a great honor. Who gave you your award?
Some chick. I don't know.
Some chick.
Some dumb chick.
It's probably not worth knowing. Bono, you need to know few people.
I love women so much.
Do you?
I have lots of them on my boats.
On your boats? How many boats do you have?
I have two.
You have two boats?
That's not too many boats.
So do you just keep them there all the time?
Yes. I have one boat for me and one boat for my hat.
For your hat alone?
Yes.
Are
you allowed to go on that boat?
No, it's his boat.
Sorry.
Oh, so you bought it for him, right? Or did he buy it?
Why is the hat a him?
Well, that's a good point. Sam, keeping us politically correct.
His name is Alfie, so please address him as such.
Yeah.
Got to use the right pronouns.
I'm sorry, sir.
His
Alfie.
Name.
I was wearing him when I was knighted.
Oh, so.
Oh, okay. Is that how that goes?
Yeah, it's a rhinestone cowboy hat.
Oh, do you have a knighted jacket then?
No, I don't. Oh. I was shirtless with just a hat.
So you were wearing nothing but a hat when you were knighted. So, okay.
Naked but a hat.
It was specifically asked by the queen to do so.
Okay.
I bet that she seems pretty kinky.
That.
Yeah, the queen seems pretty kinky. She'd probably be like,
she was.
Bring Bono here, and I'm going to knight him and make sure he's wearing nothing but a hat.
Wow, I love when the knight does her Bill Cosby impression.
Oh.
When the queen does her Bill Cosby. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
That was, sorry, Sir Bill Cosby.
Sir Bill.
Wait, Bill Cosby was knighted?
Of course he was.
Was he at the same ceremony?
Yes, he was right behind me.
Was he nude too? He was wearing nothing but a sweater.
He was getting nude.
That was his choice.
That was not requested.
Man, what a ceremony that would have been.
It was wonderful. We had hors d'oeuvres. We had so much olive oil. It was wonderful.
I feel like I know a guy you
olive
might
oil.
Like.
Olive oil, wait a minute. Yeah, I think we know a guy that you would get along with really well.
Is it Bluto from Popeye?
Almost.
Because he loves olive oil.
Yeah, it's him.
His name wasn't Bluto, was it?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. Okay. Of course he was.
I'm so sorry, Bono.
That's
Mr. Bono.
I know.
Sir Bluto
Mr.
Bono.
Bono. Bluto is a good personal friend of mine.
Please. That's a good
Mickey's
personal
dog.
Friend of yours.
That's Pluto.
It's also
I just don't know
a non-planet.
Right, dwarf planet.
Please understand where you're coming from. I don't understand why you keep doing this.
Sorry.
Yeah, Johnny, you're really angering Mr. Bono.
I'm not from around here.
I'm just here to plug my new album, U2Dio.
U2Dio.
You don't even know the name of your own album.
I mispronounced it. I'm sorry. I have a lot of pressure. This is my ad campaign program where I have to go from podcast to podcast and submarine to submarine.
I'm pretty sure that we are the only podcast. We pride ourselves on being the only podcast recording the submarine.
I hate to break it to you, but I've been on three submarine podcasts.
What? No.
We sunk those.
Today alone.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, at least we're going to destroy them next. What were their names so we can find them?
What were their call signs?
The U2Dio podcast. That's actually our band's podcast. It's mostly just a podcast.
Did you guys
Michael Clayton.
Keaton.
Michael Clayton.
You and Batman are making albums, recording podcasts?
Please don't make fun of me. I don't appreciate this.
Sir Mr. Bono.
I'm here
very
on your
sensitive.
Podcast.
He's very sensitive.
To bring in some listens.
That's true.
Thank you, sir.
You asked me very, very Aspergery in an email. You're like, hi, my name is Mike, and I don't have autism. That's totally not a thing. And I just want you to come on to my podcast because I like to pretend I'm Jewish.
Oh, yeah. I remember that email.
I remember.
You had me edit it.
That's actually a cover letter email I
really
send to everyone.
That doesn't really make any sense, but I will do the podcast.
Well, we really appreciate it, Mr. Bono.
Well, thank you for that.
Sir Mr. Bono.
Just
Sir Mr. Dr. Bono.
And Alfie. I don't appreciate it.
We will refrain.
Also, say hello to Alfie. He is here.
Oh, hey, Alfie. I'm sorry.
Hi, Alfie.
Sorry for ignoring you.
Are you sentient, Mr. Alfie?
Of course
sir?
He's not. He's a hat.
I'm just confused.
Was he allowed to go on the sub that you went on previously for this other podcast?
Yes, of course. He always comes with me.
Yeah, he goes.
So you can't go on his
separate seat.
Oh, I see.
When we sit on an airplane, I have a separate seat for him. Yes.
Is that expensive?
That is a legitimate true story. I found out about and was seriously considering not. I don't know. I'm breaking character.
He's breaking the fourth and scene.
Oh boy.
Wait. All right. So this has to be something we have to talk about. Bono bought his.
He bought his hat a second seat on an airplane.
Was this in first class as well?
Mostly, of course it was.
Yeah, Bono only flies.
I'm surprised it wasn't just his own plane.
The Bono plane. What
the U2? The Vertigo plane. There was a Vertigo plane. There was a plane that they had.
That is true. Oh yeah, there was a Vertigo plane. I didn't know about that.
Wait, I wish I had my own plane.
Did they get rid of it? Like after?
I don't know Vertigo? What happened to it. I don't know why they would be. Why you'd be flying on a commercial airline after that? Right.
Oh man. All right. Well, what a wonderful show this has been. But we must come. We have come to the end. But we do have one more section.
What is that called?
I don't recall. Well, I'm going to play this. Maybe it'll remind me. I don't know what time it is. I forgot.
This is what we're trying to learn.
Okay.
Butt plugs.
George Dunn.
Comedian George Dunn, baby. Smooth.
So smooth. Welcome to the plug section. We're going to start with our guests, with George Dunn.
Ooh,
going to go counterclockwise.
Well, let's see. I host a monthly double feature that I set up, a movie double feature that I set up like a drive-in. I call it an indoor drive-in. I show old trailers, ads, cartoons in between. And
that's awesome.
Last night we showed Gremlins and Star Wars. Next month we're doing, in honor of the apocalypse of Donald Trump being elected, Boy and His Dog and The Road Warrior.
Oh yeah,
nice, awesome.
And then I don't have an exact date. I believe it's going to be the 28th. And then after that it's Harold and Maude and Clueless.
Oh, nice.
And then Batman and Heathers.
Great,
so, nice.
You cool. said the location for this, right? May Halls.
Yeah, in the apartment
Lakewood.
Above May Halls. Usually starts at nightfall.
May Halls is great because it provides a venue for a lot of shows, a lot of comedy shows.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. It's so good.
I've yet to come out to one of the double features, but I'd like to. It'd be a lot of fun.
If you've never seen A Boy and His Dog, it's fucking nuts.
Oh yeah,
it's right. So good. Don Johnson's best role.
I should come out and see it, but I have seen Road Warrior, of course.
Because it's amazing.
Classic. It's, yeah, absolutely amazing. But yeah, everyone come out to that if you're in the area. Even if you're not in the area, we'll set up a Facebook Live and you can watch
We'll
it.
Get Bono to bring the Vertigo Express.
Yeah. There you go. Bono there you go. Will fly in. He'll parachute out.
Parachute out.
Yeah.
Sam, what about you? Any plugs you got? Besides being the reigning champion.
Right. I am the current Ad Hominem Attack Show champion. The next show for that is, I believe it's a Saturday, January 7th.
Yeah, I think that is correct.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the first Saturday of every month
it
for
is.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm
wondering.
Going up against Kristen Gailwood.
Ooh. Oh, so she's a challenge. Is this a title?
It is.
Okay,
it
this is a title
the
bout.
First title defense.
Ooh, this will be fun.
That will be fun.
I have battled Kristen in the past and lost.
Okay.
It was a great, great show, though. Yeah. I enjoyed battling her because she
were on that show, right? I think it was Sam and I.
Yeah, you guys opened the show, you two.
Right. Yeah.
And that was a great one, too, because I had met you guys just very briefly.
Yeah, I'd seen you on stage. I'm like, fuck this guy wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Oh.
He literally did say that.
Fuck
like,
this
why
guy
is he wearing a suit?
Fuck that guy.
What venue was that at?
T-shirts. That was a Canopy.
Was that a Canopy?
Yeah.
I
probably saw you once at maybe Saks.
Oh, okay. So that was at that show. You're like, fuck this dude.
Yeah.
That's great.
He did say that.
That's hilarious.
All this pomp and circumstance. And Paul on top.
I had to because I also told, because I mean, a lot of the materials Kristen had revolved around that. So mm-hmm. I kind of had to.
Okay.
And I told her that I'd performed
but like your
in a
thing,
suit.
So I get it.
Yeah. Right, so it worked out. But oh yeah, any shows going on? In it?
Other than that, no, not really. I mean, we have our sketch show.
Of course, that's, absolutely. Yeah, the three of us are a part
Christmas
of
Eve.
The Sad Boys Social Club.
Yeah. And the 21st is the other one, right?
Yeah, January 21st.
January 21st. Yeah, this one's going to be Christmas Eve. everyone should come out to that. Michelle's in Kent.
Yeah.
Michelle's, I think it's, they like to call it Michelle's Stone Tavern.
Or is it Michelle's?
I have no idea how to pronounce it.
Probably Michelle's.
It's probably only plebeians call it Michelle's. Yeah.
My apologies.
I am guys. Very much a plebeian. So.
But I have to continue.
Apparently
being
not, Mr. Mayhall.
Any other plugs there?
No, that's it. That's all I got.
Everyone knows you can't follow. Oh, social media for the both of you. Anyone want to follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter at internetisgross.
Great. That's a great handle.
And you can just find me. My Facebook name is just Sam Lotterette if you want to check that out.
My Twitter, I believe, is George Dunham with two N's. And then my Instagram is Makeout Champ.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am a Makeout Champ. I have a title.
Yeah. Yes. Stay away from my Santa Yoda.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't tell
what
me.
Are you talking about?
I'm so sorry. I brought it up again.
Bring it up. I'm bringing him down.
How did you get how did you get the title of Makeout Champ?
By making out, obviously. Oh,
okay. I thought you were asking the Christmas.
There's a clear, obvious winner.
Asked and answered.
Yeah, we have competitions every January.
Okay.
And January. We're coming up on the I might enter.
I'm 3 years running.
Does everyone have to make out with you, and then you determine whether they're better than you?
Yeah, there's no actual judges. It's just one of those, you just know.
I get it. You just feel it
in your heart.
And anybody who makes out with me, they can see it almost immediately.
Yeah,
they get it.
It's accepted.
yeah, and then my Facebook is just George Dunn, D-U-N-N-E.
Excellent. Everyone knows you can't follow Johnny on social medias, but you can follow him in real life. But please don't, because that'll creep
try.
Out.
You won't do it.
Yeah, go ahead and try.
Yeah, you won't do it.
So instead of having a social media presence, he has projects that he works on every week. What do you got going on this week?
I came up with a helicopter based off some old drawings I found in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we were over there in Italy, we went to that
museum, and I was like, oh my God, look, I think this might be like a helicopter. And then so I built it.
Oh my God. Inside the sub?
Yeah. And as far as I know, it's the only helicopter that exists. And I think.
Does it work?
Oh yeah.
So you're flying it around the sub?
At least three or four feet off the ground.
Yeah, we've got really high ceilings here.
Yes.
3 or 4 feet? That's amazing. That's higher than anyone's ever flown before.
I think so.
Even in the Vertigo plane, that thing just gets a few inches.
Yeah. I don't think that gets off the ground.
I mean, they spent a lot of money on it, but you know.
Yeah, so I think everyone will have one in their home. At least at some point.
Good. Well, make sure you patent it so we can make some money off of it.
You should have sold one to Bono when he was here.
I did, almost.
Yeah,
it's a good Christmas gift.
Except I didn't mention it at all, and I did not have one. So, yeah, I think we're gonna mass produce these. Is that okay?
That sounds good to
me.
Can I
use your money?
My money.
Yeah, just to.
We'll talk about this later. Kickstarter. Okay. We'll get into this later. Okay. Yeah, we'll start a Kickstarter. That's a great idea. For Da Vinci. Well, for Italian.
What?
Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Who?
I was just equating it to something else I had seen before.
What other thing?
I don't know. I don't. Never mind.
Okay.
Moving on to me. Thanks for listening to the show. You can follow the show on Twitter at T-Unbelievables because that's a long story. But at T-Unbelievables is the Twitter handle. We don't have an Instagram because we don't really take a lot of pictures because this isn't a visual forum.
Or is it?
I don't know. We're all pretty beautiful, right?
Yeah,
we're all pretty visible.
Looking guys.
It's 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon and we're all just like hungover and tired.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
We're going to be getting a redesigned website soon, guys. You heard it here first. Wow. Yeah, it's exciting.
Where else would they hear it?
Asshole.
Wait, you guys have a website
here on the streets.
We do have a website.
The streets.
It's called theuboat.com.
Okay.
That's the current URL. It might be changing. It might not. We'll see.
Looking for that traffic for the uTorrent when they mistype it.
Yeah, when U-boat. When people are trying to look up German submarines,
they find us. I just want to find a site about German submarines.
And this asshole's
have a podcast about German submarines.
You can follow me on Twitter at Mike_Calhoun. That's fun. Not really. But find us on SoundCloud, rate us on iTunes, give us some comments. Here, say this specifically. Say, hey, I didn't know that Bono had his hat, or I didn't know that Bono bought his hat another ship, but I found that out on this show. And then give us 5 stars.
Oh, and then also say,
make it a hashtag. Say, really long hashtag.
Da Vinci was a hack. Hashtag.
Yeah, Da Vinci was a hack.
Liars of his history.
His code sucks.
He's not a very good coder.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was a terrible code. That program fell apart real quick.
It did. It fell apart real quick. All right. Well, that's the show for us. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon, hopefully next week. Sorry for the delays.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.